It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks so much for being here. It is May 2nd. We made it. Made it to May of 20 and 22. And I think I can speak for everybody out there. Good riddance, April. What was there? Maybe three nice days, weather-wise, in April. That was one of the most miserable Aprils. I know there's one of you elder statesmen or stateswomen out there with all due respect going, well, I remember this year we got a big snowstorm. Yeah, that's fine. But if it melts and it's all gone and the grass is green and there's a bunch of nice weather by the middle of the month, that's still better than the April we just went through, where rain and wind and all that nonsense. So hopefully things get pointed in the right direction quickly, because we deserve a good weather month here in May. It'd be nice to get a little spring before the 100-degree weather gets here, which we know that will get here for sure. But another good sports weekend. Obviously, the NFL draft taking a lot of the headlines, and rightfully so, particularly as it relates to this beautiful state of ours in Iowa, as we had a UNI Panther go in the first round. We talked about that Friday on the show. Trevor Penning, number 19 overall to the New Orleans Saints. And then we saw Breece Hall go Friday night, as well as Dane Belton, the Iowa safety. And then on Saturday, we heard some more names called. Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft. But as cliche as it might sound, I think he'll be anything but that. For the San Francisco 49ers, I think Brock Purdy, as you will hear in a conversation I had for today's show with Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register, that he could be that next Chase Daniel type, Colt McCoy type, that carves out a long career for himself as a top-shelf backup quarterback. And who knows, if he does get an opportunity to start a handful of games, you never know what can happen. That's a large part of what it's all about in the NFL, is getting the opportunity. And I think that there's perhaps a window of opportunity that exists for Brock Purdy as a San Francisco 49er, particularly if they trade Jimmy Garoppolo and put everything in the hands and on the shoulders of Trey Lance, the former standout North Dakota State quarterback who, you know, got a cup of coffee last year, but didn't play a lot of snaps. And Brock Purdy, obviously, well seasoned, about as seasoned as you can get of a college quarterback that the Niners brought in. So John Lynch is GM of the Niners. He's been good. Like any GM, you're going to have your swings and misses, but I think he's certainly in the top third when it comes to NFL general managers. And I don't really take any pleasure in saying that. Not that it doesn't seem like John Lynch isn't a good guy, but he played for the Broncos, and I ain't got time for the Denver Broncos, I tell you that much. But I did really enjoy watching the draft, and my Chicago Bears, I liked what they did, and I'm not just trying to be the contrarian here. I know a lot of people were upset that they didn't go wide receiver early to help our young quarterback, Justin Fields, who will be a sophomore this year in the NFL. But as I was explaining to a couple friends of mine who were tracking it as well, you got to dig in on, like, the fact that the Bears pretty much stink all the way around. But they stink the most in pass coverage, or they did stink the most last year, stunk the most. They ranked 29th. They ranked 29th out of 32 teams in defending the pass in a league that's built on, right, throwing the ball all over. And they spend their first two picks on a highly regarded corner and safety. The corner, I thought, was an awesome pick. Haven't seen some of his stuff, film, and he was on, I can't remember the guy who does it, but he does a freaks list every year. And Trevor Penning was on that freaks list as well. So outside of that, obviously, we had Cubs baseball. Cubs dropped 2 of 3 to the Brewers. But they've got Corbin Burns' number, the reigning Cy Young. They've got his number, beat him on opening day, and then they beat him yesterday. So I'm not sure what to make out of that, but Cubs not playing their greatest baseball right now. We talk a little bit of Cubs with Tommy Burch when he joins us in the next segment, but a lot about those Iowa State guys that heard their name called in the draft. And, you know, what sort of impact will this have on the Iowa State football program? Because we've seen Matt Campbell bring it out of the ditch and send it so far forward in terms of what it is and what it's doing on a regular season-by-season basis. The caliber of recruit continues to improve. The development is as good as probably any program out there, because Iowa State's not necessarily always getting a 4-star, and they're definitely not getting 5 stars, hardly at all. And they're competing with everybody and then some in the Big 12 and elsewhere. So what's there really to gain? You know, how much left is there to gain? Like, how important was it that Matt Campbell's program had this box checked, right, to have multiple guys selected in one NFL draft? But hold on here. I got you, UNI fans. UNI's first-round pick in Trevor Penning comes before Iowa State has yet to still get a first-round pick in its program history in the NFL draft. So, Cyclone fans, I'm just telling you, if you don't like me saying it, that was about as kind as I could relay the message. You're going to hear it from UNI fans, and that it's just, you know, put it on the top shelf of water cooler talk until it's not anymore. But it's only a matter of time, if we're being fair, Panther fans, until Iowa State has a first-round selection, and Breece Hall very easily could have been one if not for the fact that the league has devalued the running back position as much as it has. So, good sports weekend, and looking forward to another exciting week here on the show. Got some things in store for you. We'll talk plenty of prep sports and connect with some coaches this week, so looking forward to that. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like that Facebook page, type in 102.3 1650thefan. You'll see the page. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. And check out that all-new website, 1650thefan.com. That's where you get the podcast of this show. All sorts of other local and statewide sports content can be found there. So bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Number to dial if you want to join in today with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show, questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone that you would like to hear from or hear about on the show. Send me an email, cole@1650thefan.com. All right, coming up, area sports news and scores here in just a moment. After we do that, we will take timeout number one and get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update and a forecast. And we'll come back and hear from Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register, talk about those Iowa State Cyclones selected in the NFL draft, a little bit of Cubs at the end of that conversation. And after we're done with Tommy, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Went a little long with Tommy, good conversation with him. We'll get your Radio Iowa Sports a little after the bottom of the hour. Come back from that break. And I've got some audio from what was a real fascinating conversation I had late last week with UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs. His team broke the record this weekend of consecutive wins in a row. More details on that in a moment. But analytics and data and the role that's played over the past few years since a study came out from a UNI professor. Fascinating stuff about how it's helping the Panthers win at the margins and then just create the best versions of themselves as softball players. So we'll bring that to you in the third segment of today's show. Get out and watch those Panthers while you still can as their season's winding down here. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's above the noise commentary. Come back and wrap up a Monday edition of the show. But first things first here, if I can get it spit out today, the Waterloo Blackhawks continued their season. They won 2-1 at Sioux City in Game 2 in the best-of-three Western Conference semifinal series yesterday. You heard it right here on The Fan. The series is now tied at one game apiece. Winner go home, Game 3 tomorrow night in Sioux City. Hawks fell behind 1-0 early in the first period, tied the game midway through the that period on a goal by Ray Fust. The Blackhawks' Tucker Ness gave Waterloo a 2-1 lead on a goal late in the second, and goalie Emmett Croteau stopped 24 of 25. You can hear the coverage of tomorrow night's Game 3 right here on The Fan, pregame at 6:45, opening faceoff at 7:05. Today in high school sports in the Metro and boys soccer, Waterloo East plays at Denver and Columbus has a home match against Centerpoint Urbana. In girls track, Waterloo East involved in the Independence Invitational. In girls golf, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and Waterloo East competing in the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet being held at Brown Deer Golf Course in Coralville. And in girls tennis, Waterloo Columbus is hosting the North Iowa Cedar League Tournament at Burns Park, and Waterloo East is at home against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union soccer rankings are out. Area schools in the polls include in 3A, Cedar Falls continuing to be number 12. In 2A, Waverly Shell Rock once again at number 6. And in 1A, Dyke New Hartford up from 5 to 3. Hudson remains 7th. Denver enters the poll at 14. And Columbus down 3 spots to 15. This week's Iowa High School tennis team rankings have been released in the boys' ratings. In 2A, Cedar Falls is 8th. And on the girls' side in 2A, Cedar Falls is 3rd. While in 1A, Waterloo Columbus is 2nd. And the high school summer sports season officially begins today. First official day that baseball and softball teams can practice. First day of competition for both sports begins on May 16th. And just to revisit, the NFL draft concluded Saturday. A total of 4 Iowa State players were selected, the most in the modern 7-round NFL draft for the Clones. Breece Hall picked in the second round Friday, number 36 overall, to the Jets. 2 Cyclones picked in the 4th round, defensive lineman Ioma Uwazurike by the Denver Broncos and tight end Charlie Kohler by Baltimore. And, of course, as I said before, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, taken in the 7th round with the last pick, 262, by San Francisco. Iowa had a pair of players drafted, center Tyler Linderbaum, number 1 pick by Baltimore. What was that, 22 overall? And defensive back Dane Belton went in the 4th round of the New York Giants. Several Iowa State and Iowa players have signed with NFL teams as undrafted free agents. UNI wide receiver Isaiah Weston signed as a UDFA with the Cleveland Browns. He joins Trevor Penning, of course, who was selected by the Saints, as the Panthers to have received offers from NFL teams. Meanwhile, Jared Brinkman, All-American defensive tackle, has tryouts with the Jets and Patriots. And it was a memorable day for the Northern Iowa softball team yesterday. The Panthers broke the school record, swept a doubleheader from Indiana State, and extended their winning streak to 16 games, breaking the 15-game record set in 2012. UNI won the first game 7-4 and the second game 6-3. With the 2 wins, the Panthers clinched the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title. It's the first for UNI since 2017 and the 4th overall. UNI is now 20-1 in the Valley and 29-11 overall. The Panthers next host Iowa in a non-conference game on Wednesday. The Iowa State softball team picked up a 6-1 win at Baylor yesterday. The Cyclones took 2 out of 3 against the Bears over the weekend. Cyclones collected 11 hits in the win yesterday, held Baylor to just 2. Clones now 4-11 in the Big 12, 24-25 on the year. Northwestern rolled to a 9-0 five-inning win over the Iowa softball team yesterday. Wildcats exploded for 8 runs in the third inning. Hawkeyes now 2-18 in the Big Ten, 19-29 for the year. The Iowa baseball team split a doubleheader at Nebraska yesterday. Cornhuskers won the first game 12-1. Iowa came back to win the second game 5-3 in 10 innings. Hawkeyes won 2 of 3 in that weekend series, and they are now 10-5 in the Big Ten. And finally, former Iowa State basketball player, Oskaloosa, Iowa native Xavier Foster announced this weekend that he's transferring to SMU, made the announcement via his Instagram page. The former four-star recruit was removed from the Iowa State team this past summer, early fall, following a sexual assault investigation that was later dropped. I'll be curious to see what Xavier's able to make out of his college basketball career. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking Cyclones, picked in that NFL draft. A little bit of Cubs with Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register. That's next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
All right, Maggie, with DeAndre Hopkins reportedly violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy, Cardinals wideout suspended for the first 6 games of the season. Hopkins played in just 10 games last year, finished with under 1,000 yards for just the second time in his 9-year career. Saints make a splash. They reportedly come to terms with all-pro safety Tyrann Mathieu, as Mathieu tied for 5th in the league with 13 interceptions over the past 3 years with the Chiefs. Reportedly, it's a 3-year deal at $33 million. Some matinee baseball with the White Sox shutting down the Angels 3-0. Dylan Cease fanned 11 over 7 innings of one-hit baseball, and the Cardinals blanked the Royals 1-0. Paul Goldschmidt with a solo shot in the first of the game's lone run. Make a baseball decision. Those are the words of Mets owner Steve Cohen, proving that money will not be an obstacle when it comes to putting the best product on the field. Mets parting ways with Robinson Cano. They designate the 8-time All-Star for assignment, despite still owing him $39 million through next season. Pair of NBA game ones tonight. You got the Heat and the Sixers. No Joel Embiid, out for at least the first 2 games of the series, dealing with a fractured orbital bone along with a mild concussion. Meanwhile, Kyle Lowry's out for Miami tonight as well due to the hamstring injury. And of course, the night ends with the Suns playing host to the Mavericks. I'm Marco Belletti.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show. I'm back from Vegas. Hickey didn't eat escargot, and we recap the NFL draft. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
You want great health insurance for your employees. They want it too. Protect your most valuable assets with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call Tyler Turnell at Brummel Madsen Insurance in Cedar Falls at 266-2644 to find health insurance plans that are right for your business and your employees. Tyler Turnell is a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. Call Brummel Madsen Insurance in Cedar Falls today.
What's going on out there?
Chaos. Pure chaos.
Chaos? What's the problem?
It's the parking lot, sir. All that salt and sand over the winter has erased the lines. So now no one knows where to drive or park. Just look for yourself.
Better call A-Line Striping and Sweeping right away.
I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. Make sure your employees and customers have direction. We're known for our extraordinary service and attention to detail. Call us or go online to alinestriping.com.
They say practice makes perfect. But once you've got it down, that's only the beginning. There's a whole world out there waiting to see what you can do. So this is for the creators, the performers, and the innovators who love to inspire, be inspired, and do what they love to do. So, whenever you're ready to put yourself out there, we've got your back. Because whoever you aspire to be, First Bank will be the first to serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Baseball, the Cubs at the Brewers. Chicago +135 on the money line. Milwaukee -145. 8 the total. Kyle Hendricks getting the start for Chicago against Adrian Hauser for Milwaukee. Elsewhere, the White
meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Isolated rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 43, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 56, cloudy. Lows around 37, tomorrow night partly cloudy. Low 60s, Wednesday much cooler Thursday with highs in the mid 50s and showers. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 50.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leaders 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. I am your host, Cole Bear, and plenty to talk about. More than anything, I think a lot of us took in the NFL draft over the weekend, and there were a number of Hawkeyes, Panthers, and Cyclones that either were selected in the NFL draft or ended up signing afterwards as undrafted free agents, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk some Cubs baseball with our guest, Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register. Tommy joins us now. Tommy, how you doing on a Monday, man?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to stay out of this rain. It's definitely not baseball weather.
The entire month of April, what was there, maybe three nice days? The Iowa Cubs, did they end up, I know we said we were going to talk football, but did they end up having to bang very many games?
No, they actually didn't. Their kind of thought was, we're going to get in the games we can. We're not going to worry about the crowd and try to make up for last time, you know, once the warm weather hit. So I think they want to get as many games in from a competition standpoint and then hope that, you know, once it kind of hits deep into May, June, and July, they kind of fill the house as much as possible then.
We'll circle back to the Iowa Cubs. Tommy, there's been some developments that are worth noting and some things that I'm sure by now no better than the big league club has been playing over the last few weeks that you know, just make questions even more profound moving forward on how quickly some things might fall. But you spent, for a number of years, you were on the Iowa State football beat, and some of those guys heard their name called this weekend in the NFL draft. So I wanted to make sure and ask you about those guys today, because like I mentioned, you covered them for a decent portion of their career at Iowa State. How about we just start with the top overall selection as it relates to Iowa State football? Breece Hall goes early in round two to the New York Jets. In terms of sheer talent, particularly at the running back position, maybe nobody better to ever do it at Iowa State. You kind of wish, Tommy, that maybe he'd go to a better organization than the Jets. But, I mean, what do you think about Breece and perhaps maybe most importantly for him, his ability to produce in a Jets uniform despite what things organizationally might hold him back from that?
Yeah, I mean, first off, going in the second round, going early second round to, I think, speaks volumes about Breece Hall, especially during a time when the running back spot's just not something that's, you know, really deemed as an important position around the NFL. But, I mean, man, he was just the picture, you know, perfect picture of consistency over the course of his career. You know, set the college football record for most rushing touchdowns in consecutive games. He was in the game, you know, week in and week out and contributing in big ways and avoided some major injuries, which is really tough during this day and age. And I think part of the reason why he was such a valuable pick is, you know, he was consistent, he was healthy, he was durable, and he was just an all-around great player who can do so much, too. I mean, we see what he can do rushing the football, but he could catch, he could block, and he could do everything. So that's why he always thought of himself as the best running back in this draft, and that's why he was the first running back taken off the board in this draft.
As productive as he was, Tommy, like you mentioned, in his Iowa State career, if I'm Las Vegas, I do genuinely wonder if Breece Hall ends up in the top five for the prop bet of Rookie of the Year odds. I mean, do you think I'm off on that? I mean, obviously there was a whole first round of names that went, but offensive linemen, defensive linemen don't typically win Rookie of the Year. I would think Breece has got to have his name in the conversation, right?
Yeah, especially being a skill player. I mean, look at the skill players that went off the board in the the first round, too. You know, he's a guy that really stands out. Obviously, the team he went to, there's going to be a giant opportunity for him to contribute right away. And I certainly think from a skill set standpoint, he's definitely ready to contribute right away. So I think those factors alone make him an intriguing choice for that.
You think he was the most talented athlete or maybe just football player that you ever came across in your time on the Iowa State beat?
Man, that's a good question. You know, man, one of the most athletic guys I covered may have been Hakeem Butler, and just what he could do on the football field and the stories I heard about what a good basketball player he was. It would have been really fun to see what he could have done with basketball in his hands, but you know, Breece Hall is up there in terms of those guys. But, I mean, man, it's crazy to look at the Iowa State draft and see as many guys that they had get selected this year when in the past, like, we were talking about, like, is this the year the drought ends for Iowa State? You know, that was a big storyline for a long, long time. Is Iowa State even going to have somebody drafted? So.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, but you look at the talent that's come through there, and man, Breece is definitely one of the most athletic guys I've certainly seen.
Tommy, since you bring up, you know, that point about in past years, it's more of will an Iowa State guy even get drafted? Tommy Birch, Des Moines Register, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter at Tommy Birch. We see Charlie Kohler get drafted. Inya Uwazurike gets drafted. Brock Purdy gets drafted as Mr. Irrelevant. There's been such great improvement, obviously, since Coach Campbell got to Ames. But could you really put a finger on right now how much this helps his program? Because he's already, like, brought it leaps and bounds forward. How much extra might this be able to help?
Yeah, I think it helps in a huge way. I think there are kind of three things that high school kids want to know when they're looking at colleges. They want to know, am I going to play? Am I going to win? Am I going to get to the NFL? And I think kind of the interesting thing is when you look at Matt Campbell's program, it's like, man, he is not afraid to play young guys. So if you're good enough, yeah, you're going to play, and you're going to play right away. He's already shown that he can win at Iowa State, and he certainly showed that he can get guys to the NFL. I mean, it's pretty amazing to look at some of the guys where the development factor, especially, where guys like Alan Lazard, too, who didn't even get drafted but steadily improved and probably made the biggest jumps during his college career under Matt Campbell's leadership. And you know, one of the things we haven't even talked about is, like, man, one point we were talking about Joel Lanning almost getting drafted, not even as a quarterback, but as a linebacker. So I think that speaks volumes to what Matt Campbell and his coaches can do in terms of identifying talent that's often overlooked but has that potential and developing it into NFL potential.
One thing that sticks out to me, Tommy, when I was thinking about Brock Purdy going to the Niners with the last pick, 262 overall, in the last round of the draft on Saturday, was being a Bears fan, having watched Mitch Trubisky, and then when they drafted him, going back and watching his highlights, seeing the body type, the physical skills. I see a lot of this, a similar player between Mitch Trubisky and Brock Purdy. And I think ultimately what separates guys with skill sets like theirs, where the skills are good, they may not be great or otherworldly, is, you know, can you perform in the clutch? You know, can you move the chains on third down? And Brock's been that guy. You know, he's been a part of so many big clutch moments in his career. And here the Niners scoop him up in the seventh round. Trey Lance from North Dakota State, who's had this weird football journey because of how the pandemic shook out for the FCS, and Jimmy Garoppolo being there. Like, I think Brock Purdy ended up in a great situation, and I don't think it's out of the question that he could get a decent amount of snaps this year for the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the perfect guy that you want to bring into where Look, he's a smart kid. He's a really smart football player. You can give him a playbook, and he's going to absorb it pretty fast. He's a great locker room presence, and he's a really good athlete, too. So, obviously, those are all intangibles that you're looking for in a quarterback, and those are especially important intangibles when you're talking about a quarterback. But, you know, I think also, like, man, he just – I don't know how much playing time Brock Purdy is going to get in the NFL, but at the very least, I look at Brock Purdy and I say, that guy is going to have a long, long career as a backup quarterback and make some really good money. And I think he's the guy that, you know, when your starting quarterback goes down or pops up on the COVID-19 list, like, man, you feel really good about handing him over the reins and knowing he may not go out and win you a football game, but he's certainly not going to lose you a football game.
Yeah. Also makes me think of Chase Daniel, who's kind of become the poster boy for the backup quarterback who's good enough to be there. And
you know, the comparison I'd heard was Colt McCoy, too, where, you know, I see a lot of similarities there, too.
Charlie Kohler goes to Baltimore. Inye Uwazurike goes to Denver. I think those are good fits for both those guys, especially Charlie Kohler. As much as Lamar Jackson likes to throw to the tight end, that looks like the type of scenario, and it makes me think of David Johnson when he got drafted from UNI, Tommy, to the Arizona Cardinals when Bruce Arians was there. I thought the fit with David being a multi-dimensional back who could run and catch would mold so well with Arians that he would get that second contract that not every running back gets, and that's what it's really about in the league. Can you get to that second contract that pays you well? I think Charlie Kohler's got a similar situation in Baltimore that DJ had down in Arizona years ago where you are absolutely in the right place to hopefully end up making more money than maybe you're even imagining right now if you're Charlie Kohler.
Yeah, you know, he is another guy that is just super reliable and a guy that when you throw the football to, you know he's going to catch it, and he does a real good job blocking, too. I think kind of the key when it comes to Charlie Kohler is, can he stay healthy? Can he stay on the football field? And I think that was probably the biggest bugaboo when it came to kind of the end of his career too, where I think, like, man, if that's a guy who had stayed healthy and is on the field at all times throughout, I would say the last two seasons, especially this past season, and it would have been really intriguing to see where he would have gone in the draft, because NFL teams really, really loved him before he decided to come back. So, man, he definitely has as good of a shot of having a long career in the NFL as any of those guys that have gotten drafted for Iowa State, and probably a little bit more.
As much as Iowa State fans deserve to have the warm and fuzzies about seeing their guys get drafted, Tommy, facts are facts, man.
I know where this is going.
Facts are facts, man. The UNI Panthers get their first ever first-round pick before the Cyclones do. That is something that is going to come up until it can anymore.
Yeah, and the thing, too, when it comes to Iowa State, like, I think a lot of people look down the road and said, like, oh, man, this could be the year. This is going to be the year that they get first-round draft pick. And I think just the way the game has evolved certainly left Breece Hall on the outside looking in when it came to the first round. But like I had said before, I mean, I think we were having a conversation, you know, at one point during Charlie Kohler's career where we were talking about him possibly being a first-round draft pick. And I think,
yep,
you know, when I go back and I look at Akeem Butler's career, I think that was a guy that, you know, definitely got mixed feedback when it came to whether or not he should come back to Iowa State. The idea was, like, man, you go right now, you're going to sign, you're going to get some good money, but you're going to have to find cloth to get a job and stay in the NFL, which turned out to be something that happened to Akeem Butler, especially since he couldn't stay healthy. But if he would have came back for another year and performed at the high level that he was performing at, he very well could have had a first-round draft pick. So I would say it's been really close, but that definitely has to sting for Iowa State fans.
Yeah, you make two great points there with those guys. UNI fans are going to do their victory laps while they can, but it's only a matter of time as you're getting at there, Tommy, I would imagine, until the Cyclones get a first-round pick. All right, real quick, two Iowa Cubs / Chicago Cubs questions. First one, top prospect center fielder Brennan Davis, not off to a great start, striking out too much, batting average not where it needs to be, but albeit we just turned the calendar to May. So on the 1 to 10 panic meter, Tommy, what might be the number, the highest number you would allow a Cubs fan to be at right now?
I would say 5. Like, I get it. I understand it. But I think I've seen this song and dance so many times it kind of doesn't faze me. I would say when it comes to Brennan Davis's kind of struggles during the first month of the season, really reminds me of the struggles that Javier Baez went through when he first came up to AAA. And I think maybe that first month of the season, like, it was bad. It was even worse than what Brennan Davis gone through, where I think he was like 0 for his first 17 with like 9 or 10 strikeouts and got ejected from a game and got in a fist fight with a couple of teammates in the dugout. So, you know, to me, that's the bar of struggling. And now Brennan Davis has struggled, and he struggled massively, but I definitely see some similarities in the way they both have. But, you know, if Brennan Davis is still struggling a month from now, then I think you worry a little bit more. But this is a guy that's only in his fourth year playing. He's only 22 years old, and he's a high school draft pick. So it's going to, you know, he's going to take some months. It happens. All these young guys do it. You look around baseball, a lot of big prospects are struggling at the plate. But I would say right now, not a major cause for concern, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Next and last question, as it relates to the Iowa Cubs, Chicago Cubs, top pitching prospect, Caleb Killian. Given the lack of starting pitching depth on the big league club, do you anticipate that at all accelerating his call up from what maybe would be all-star break to mid-late June?
Yeah, you know, I don't think what takes place in Chicago is going to dictate when Caleb Killian is up as much as, like, okay, when he is ready, because I think they look at him as a pretty promising prospect of an arm that they have, that they have some pretty high hopes for. And I think, obviously, the reputation that the Cubs have developed in not being able to draft and develop pitching, this kind of their opportunity to say everybody, like, look what we did here.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to kind of take their time with him. He's a guy that hasn't even pitched in AAA yet. I think he kind of got slowed down at the end of spring training, so he's on a very tight pitch count. And we've seen what the Cubs are doing now, where they're kind of slowing down at the end of the last month. So there probably isn't going to be a huge rush to get him to the big league. So I think they're going to take their time and make sure he dominates and make sure he stretched out, because, you know, right now he's still under a pretty tight pitch count where he's not going very deep in the games. And part of that is he's working some long counts, and part of that is they're trying to keep close tabs on him.
Tommy, great stuff as always. Appreciate the conversation. Have a good rest of your week.
Thanks for having me, Cole. That's all I got. Just good stuff for you.
Well, I sold it short. It's great stuff, if I'm being honest.
Well, you already know I'm coming back next time you call.
Yeah, and it's got to be better than great next time. You always reset the bar.
Oh, man, that's going to be tough.
Tommy, take care, man.
Take care. Bye.
Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register, kind enough to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter, at Tommy Burch. And, yeah, Tommy, he was there when Matt Campbell came to Ames and laid the groundwork and, you know, brought in this class that so many, as we mentioned and talked about, heard their name called this weekend in the NFL draft or got a UDFA deal, and teams were after the Mike Roses of the world. I saw Greg Eisworth also got a UDFA deal as well. And so, Cyclone fans, you got to be excited. Beyond the obvious reasons, just the pride in seeing your guys get selected, that Matt Campbell's done so much good that this is one of those boxes that still kind of needed to be checked to inject another, inject more momentum into the program and position it to go to even another level, which is pretty crazy thinking back to last season when, albeit Cyclones came up short of expectations, but they were ranked in the top 10 in the preseason. So good stuff there with Tommy and also with the Cubs. Hell, I don't know. They're not playing very good baseball right now, but there is some exciting things that could come yet, you know, like a Brennan Davis, like a Caleb Killian, and some potential other moves as well. This Cubs team could be a lot like last year's team where same but different in terms of could look a lot different post-trade deadline and give you some reasons to watch in terms of creating the next winner, right? But, I mean, we'll see. And Cubs return tomorrow night. They'll be over on Cruising KCFI, our companion station, 6:05 pregame. They host the White Sox two-game series tomorrow and Wednesday night. And Wednesday night's game will be back over here on The Fan as, of course, Waterloo Blackhawks playoff hockey win or go home tomorrow night right here on The Fan, 6:45, as I told you at the top of the show. 6:45, the pregame 7:05 puck drop, Blackhawks at Sioux City, and a win will punch their ticket to the conference final. So hear it all right here on The Fan. We got to take this next time out. Went really long here with Tommy, but wanted to cover all that ground. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, we hear some audio from UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs. The Panthers did it. They broke the school record this weekend, 16 wins in a row. I had a fascinating conversation with Coach Jacobs late last week about how their use as a program of analytics has really helped build up sustained success within the program. And so I'll have some of that audio for you next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Brock Purdy says he's embracing his role as Mr. Irrelevant. The former Iowa State quarterback was the final pick in the NFL draft over the weekend by the San Francisco 49ers.
I think it's a funny thing, you know, if you're a fan or, you know, even my family, friends and stuff, it's funny to, you know, laugh about it, joke around with it. For me, I'm looking at it as an opportunity, man. I got my foot in the door. A team believed in me, and now I get my opportunity to go and play football.
Purdy led ISU to four consecutive bowl games. Nebraska coach Scott Frost has received a one-year show cause order and five-day suspension by the NCAA for exceeding the number of on-field coaches during the 2020 season. The violation in question involved a former special teams analyst who provided technical or tactical instructions to players during practices, film sessions, and games. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
There's nothing like the open road, the countryside, the freedom, roar of the engine. You know, the wind feels great on my face, but your bumper? Not so much. Look, all we're asking is for you to look twice and keep us in mind when you're out on the road. Hey, I'm 6'3", 280 pounds, but I still fit in your blind spot.
Fenders bend, bones don't. This reminder to share the road with motorcycles is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
When severe weather happens, the ability to receive emergency alerts can help keep your household safe. Alert Iowa is the statewide notification system used to send alerts to residents through either text, phone call, or email. Local officials can use Alert Iowa to send you notifications quickly before, during, and after an emergency. Sign up today by visiting alert.iowa.gov. Don't wait until an emergency happens to take action. Sign up now to keep your household safe at alert.iowa.gov.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
You wouldn't begin building your house without a blueprint, would you?
Same holds true with your money. Without a financial blueprint, you can't reach your maximum potential. This is Tony Patterson at Financial Architects in Cedar Falls. Let's have a conversation how a custom financial blueprint can help create confidence in your financial future, reduce taxes, reduce risk, and create more retirement income. Visit TonyPatterson.com to learn more.
Securities products and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities. Member FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650. The Fan.
Welcome back. Filed in the errors and omissions category, which is ever growing on this program for my Iowa State Cyclone fans out there. George Amundson, 1973, the only first-round draft choice for the Cyclones. It is a drought from 1973 for the Clones, the largest among the Power 5 schools, as you might imagine. So there you go. All right, let's talk UNI softball. Panthers got it done. They swept the weekend series against Indiana State and extended their winning streak to 16 games, broke the school record of 15 set in 2012. Had a conversation with UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs last week. We ended up talking a lot about data collecting and analytics and how it's helped the Panthers not only win at the margins, but really reshape philosophies, reshape how they go about their business, and it's led to a lot more wins than losses, as I was just getting at there. Here's Coach Jacobs on how it began with not coaches, but getting players involved with tracking data during games.
It started with keeping the people busy in the dugout so that we didn't have kids that were sitting at one end just pouting and talking about why they weren't playing. Try to keep them all busy and start charting things that, as coaches, it was important to us, but then it became important to them, too. You know, tracking freebies, tracking little detail stuff that we're doing and measuring, are we doing it better than the other team? Are we giving them opportunities? And then it becomes important to them and seeing quality at-bats. You know, it's not just about your batting average and getting on base. It's about, are we being productive in our bats? And even if I'm 0 for 4, I'm being productive and making sure that that's known across the board for everybody on the team. It makes the investment from the players in a lot deeper.
And Coach Jacobs gets into more detail. I had a story about this at thegazette.com. If you want to go check that out, I would encourage you to do so. But it was a 12-year study by a UNI professor. Professor Lund is his name. And that 12-year study has helped shape what is a new vision for UNI softball that's been in place for a few years now and is obviously led to a lot of success for the Panthers so far.
People will give an idea, but then they won't really define what that means or what it is. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about, coaches say it all the time, I want to put my team in the best position to have success. Well, what is that defined? And I think the numbers actually help you define what that is. And it takes some digging. It takes some smarter people than me to help us figure out what that is. But once you find a number that puts you in a better position, that says if you do this every single time, 70% of the time you're going to have success. Well, that puts your team in a position to have success, and it shows you. And then you relay that information to your players. You get them to buy into it. And you train it, and you track it, and you try to get better at it. And then all of a sudden, there's a part of your game that's elevated. And it already told you that if you do this well, it puts you in a position to win. And so just finding those different little things that you can do. But like I said, it takes people that are smarter than me. And it started with Robin Lund, who is a professor here on campus, and doing a 12-year study on our team and how we scored runs and what we did best and when we did certain things, did it help us win? And really kind of digging through the weeds and finding out what it is, and then, you know, coming up with a system to track it and to help your kids see each and every day, are they getting better at it? And then, you know, changing our philosophy a little bit and making it a little bit more individualized rather than across the board, you know, a one-size-fits-all type strategy in how we train.
As I mentioned, as we run out of time here, I would encourage you to go to thegazette.com and you can find the story with more detail there from what Coach Jacobs is digging in on with analytics and data and how it's helping build up that UNI softball program. Let's take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. After going undrafted, former Nevada quarterback Carson Strong will be flying to the Eagles. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting Philly is giving Strong $320,000 in guarantees, one of the largest deals ever for a rookie free agent. The Bears didn't add a quarterback in the draft, but they are losing one. The team announcing they'll be releasing Nick Foles after two seasons in Chicago. After drafting Ben Roethlisberger and his hopeful replacement this year in Kenny Pickett, Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert is stepping down. Colbert saying earlier this would be his last draft after 22 seasons as general manager. He is expected to stay with the Steelers in another role. And how's this for longevity? Buccaneers second-round pick Logan Hall was born in the year 2000, 6 days after Tom Brady was drafted by the Patriots. So the GOAT has now been playing in the NFL longer than one of his new teammates has been alive. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look at your car? Do you just see taillights? Or your dog's tail wagging when you first brought him home? Do you see four tires or two tired kids in the back seat after their first day of school?
Other insurance companies just see a car, but at Brad Jacobson State Farm, we see what your car really means to you. So why not give it the protection it deserves? Call Brad Jacobson State Farm today in Cedar Falls at 277-4134.
One in five people will experience mental illness during their lifetime, and many spend months or years facing challenges before diagnosis. Soy Help from American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board is online at soygrowers.com and can help you seek professional support.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. For many franchises, the NFL draft provides hope. Every year, there's a number of teams you can count out from making the playoffs, right? But the draft is the ultimate equalizer. If a team hits on a top pick, that player can turn a franchise around. Look at the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, the Rams, Aaron Donald, the Bengals, Joe Burrow. Those players, selected in the first round, they've helped lead their team to the Super Bowl. What makes the draft interesting, though, is no one has any idea which players can develop into a transcendent star. By now, multiple analysts have pumped out their draft day grades. A bad grade will usually send fan bases into a panic. But before everybody starts overreacting, just remember, how often teams and analysts miss on players. Yes, Tom Brady, Jamarcus Russell went first overall and was widely considered an excellent pick. So before you start calling for your GM's job, how about we let this play out just a little bit? I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. What is the ideal entertainment situation? The thrills of cinema mixed with all the comforts of home. Perfection that you can now own. Lovesac Sactionals with stealth tech. We're talking about the drama of Dolby Digital surround sound by Harman Kardon and the convenience of wireless charging, all seamlessly embedded inside the endlessly adaptable and infinitely cozy couches. Lovesac, SAC.com. Sactionals, the world's most adaptable couch, now with Lovesac Stealth Tech. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Welcome back for a final time on this Monday. I want to thank Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register for joining today's show. Hey, folks, have you heard about Corn Country Fest? It's presented by Viridian Credit Union, and it's July 9th at National Cattle Congress. 8 hours of live music from Adam Keith, Wildcard, and country recording artist Terry Clark. You can learn more and get tickets. Check it out at corncountryfest.com. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.